You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, actress and comedian Kimberly Lewis. How are you, Kimberly?
Hey, Mario. So good, thank you.
Very nice to meet you.
Yeah, man.
Where are you from originally?
Born and raised right here in L.A.
Get out.
Angelino. West Side.
I like it.
Yeah.
Where in L.A.?
South L.A., Normandy and Adams, baby.
Oh, right there. What high school did you go to out here?
I went to two high schools, but the second one, the main one that you would know is Uni High. University
okay.
High,
yeah.
Right near UCLA.
Nice.
Shout out to the Wildcats. Woo-hoo.
Shout out. Well, congrats. You're one of the stars of the new ABC show, Single Parents. How would you describe your character in the show itself?
Oh, man. Poppy Banks. She's a single mom, an entrepreneur, and she's all about living her best life right now. You know, she's just about embracing your truth. She owns a winebrary, Mario.
A winebrary? Wait, do those exist?
They need to.
Yeah, it sounds like an awesome
idea. I bet they will after this.
Yeah, that would totally give libraries because of Google and all that. I'm sure it's her business.
Wine and books, man.
Right.
Sign me up.
By the way, wine and books, everybody passing out in there.
Right, exactly.
So how similar are you to your character, Poppy?
Yeah, Poppy and I, we're both driven. You know, we're hustlers, right? We're going to make it happen.
Respect that.
Yeah, and I think we're both glass half full kinds of people.
Okay.
You know, we're like positive and like, just do you, baby, do you.
Love that.
Yeah.
And how many kids do you have on the show?
On the show, I have one kid. He's played by Devin Trey Campbell. He's terrific. He's been on Broadway. Like all the kids on our show are stars.
Wow.
Like they make us better.
Yeah.
They make us better actors.
Yeah.
They like show up and have it together.
Right, right. They come prepared.
Like, okay, thank you. Thanks for letting me act with you, 7-year-old.
So it was this sort of the entertainment business in general, something you just sort of fell into, something you always wanted to do?
You know what? I started when I was 12 years old. Tiffany Haddish and I were in the same stand-up comedy class at Laugh Factory. Yeah,
wow,
man.
Wow, look at that.
We're both from the hood. We were both in this class. And, you know, I just remember just feeling like, okay, you know what? I have this gift. I want to share it. I don't know how. And I was too afraid of stand up back then, but
it's
now,
yeah,
it's a scary thing, man. As a 12-year-old, I was terrified. I was like, let me just wear my school uniform.
As an adult,
shut
it's
up.
Scary, you know, you're out
as
there by yourself, vulnerable. Yeah.
And what I found out is like, you know, I used to be so afraid that I was too different to do stand up, but now embracing those differences is what makes you unique and have a voice on stage.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah,
Ari.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome right there. And the cast is great on the show too.
Oh,
Brad Garrett, Leighton Meester,
yes.
Taryn Killam. That's
yes.
Must be a fun set, huh?
It's such a fun set. And, you know, with the kids, it's just a party all day, man. It's great.
I bet. Where do you guys do the show?
We shoot at Fox, which is on Pico.
Right.
And, you know, it's like...
Not far from your hood?
No. Right. Not too far at all. You know, down the street from Roscoe's. Hey, Roscoe's.
Hey, that's right. Yeah. You're also in this new movie, 2 Minutes of Fame.
Oh,
with,
yeah.
Cat Williams and Jay Farrow.
Jay Farrow, that's right.
So what is that one about?
That one's about, you know, a comedian who... It's kind of based on Jay's life. You know, it's a guy who gets his fame through internet and viral and goes viral and is trying to find his way as a stand-up comic, you know? So
right.
it brought me back to my roots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun right there. And how often are you still active as far as a comedian? You still like on the road and working it all the time?
I can't do road work as much as I'd like to because we're shooting.
Right.
But I'm on stage at least once a week. I was at the Laugh Factory last night.
Oh, look at you.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. Shout out to Flappers in Burbank.
It's like, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Flappers in Burbank, just right here.
Yep.
It's kind of like a fighter, right? You got to stay in shape.
Oh, yeah. It's a muscle, man. If you get out the gym, you know how it is. You
yeah.
buff, Mario. So you know how it goes.
And do you find as a comic, you're a little bit handcuffed or you have to catch yourself on certain material just because we've become so politically correct? I would imagine that's a bit of a challenge or where it shouldn't be. Because
mm-hmm.
comedians you usually turn to for levity and truth tellers.
Yeah, I love the stage because it allows you to have your own voice, especially as a woman in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's just not enough of us out there telling our stories the way that we want to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having somebody else write for you is cool, but to be able to tell your story, you know, we all got a story to tell.
Yeah.
And stand up for me has been able to it's allowed me to do that in ways that maybe being on a network show wouldn't allow.
Right. What are you usually covering right now? What are you talking about?
Oh,
you
man. Talk a lot about my exes. Shout out to them.
Thanks for the material.
Thank you so much. You know, I deal with my family a lot. I like celebrities. So, you know, I do my Barack. Do a little Barack.
Let me see a little Barack.
Mario, I'd like to thank you for having me on with Mario Lopez. Look, Mario, I served 2 terms, and Michelle and I are touring the world, so thank you for your support. God bless you. God bless America.
Hey, that's a good Barack. I've never heard a female do Barack.
No, I haven't either. Jay Farrell does a lot of impressions.
Oh, yeah.
Do you do a lot in that movie?
Not in that movie, but on stage, I do a ton.
What else do you do?
I do Beyonce, I do Rihanna. Yeah, you gotta switch it up.
Let's see, what's Lil Riri sound like?
Lil Riri's like, you know, I picture Rihanna, you know, just like celebrities always talk about what they're gonna do after they're a celebrity. It's like, that's not true. You're gonna be a celebrity for the rest of your life. What's Rihanna gonna do? Become a flight attendant for Delta? Right. Like, oye, 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 oye. Oh, no smoking. Carry-ons, put them up. Don't let them fall down.
Love it, yes.
I think we gotta hear Beyonce, too.
Yeah. Beyonce is a whole physical thing. We gonna have to clear out.
Oh, you come with choreography?
Come on,
yes.
Man. It's Beyonce.
Your style. Yes, you got to bring it.
Bring it with the hair.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yes. Get it.
Yeah.
See, I love funny women because usually I feel like the Chris Rock in the relationship. And so when a girl's funny, very sexy.
Yes, thank you.
It is. Because you got to be smart to be funny.
You do.
So that's a sexy quality.
Thank you very much. I just want to say that I am single. Everybody who's listening.
So no one special in your life at the moment?
No. I mean, I'm working. I'm on a show called Single Parents. I'm a Pisces. I like long walks on the beach.
Yes. Well, you are a great catch, so I'm sure there's gonna be a lucky guy out there on the corner.
Thank you.
Now, this is a fun fact. You're the great niece of jazz legend Charles Mingus.
Yes,
that's cool. Did your dad ever meet him?
Yeah, my dad, man. My dad was a spitting image of Mingus. And growing up, he would always have jazz in the house.
That's cool.
I remember we were listening to, and as a young person, you don't appreciate it.
Right.
But as you get older, you do. But as a young person, man, I was young one day, and my dad. He had called into the DJ and was like, hey, you know, give a shout out to my kids. So all of a sudden, you know, we're listening to like just jazz. Yeah. And all of a sudden the DJ says, we want to say hello to Kimry and Bill who were listening. Love, Dad. And we were right there with Dad. We're like, Dad! Oh, my God!
Turn that up.
Yeah. Bump that. From that point on, I love jazz.
Right on. That's cool. I can appreciate some good jazz.
Yeah,
it's,
man.
It's on the Sirius.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right, they get down.
All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right.
Am I single? Yes. Oh, we covered that.
Yes. And that's a shocker, by the way. Go-to karaoke song.
Oh, easy. Any Beyonce.
Because you got choreography. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. All Love right. on top. Love on top. Beyonce. Oh.
Last show you binge watched.
Oh, that's a good one. Atypical on Insecure on Netflix.
Obviously, Insecure is another one.
That's right. Another one. That's right there. But I was talking last night.
Right,
last night it was me and my popcorn in bed because we're single. I'm single. Did I tell you that?
Celebrity crush growing up.
Ooh, besides you. That's just the, I mean, come on, those dimples all day long.
Oh, you see.
Celebrity crush growing up, I would have to say, ooh, I love me some Theo Huxtable.
Okay.
Yes, okay. I loved him. And, both of the Crisscross. The Crisscross.
Oh, yeah, both the Crisscross, yes.
Yeah, they made me want to jump.
Right? Do you rock your clothes backwards?
Yes, you had to.
How'd you go to the bathroom, though?
I don't know. Man. Well, I wore a lot of
overalls.
For a
guy, not as much for a girl.
Right.
Yeah, we wore a lot of overalls. Oh, okay. So those are easy. Just snap.
Right.
You good.
All-time favorite comic.
All-time favorite comic, Chris Rock.
If you could be an animal, what would you choose?
Ooh, not a cat. Allergic.
Me too. Right?
It's bad. All bad.
I like look like.
Yes.
I swell up. Like
you don't
want to
see me. My eyes.
Yes, me too. Watery, the
asthma
whole
attack,
deal.
All bad. You know what? I think I'd like to be a giraffe. They're tall.
Okay.
They
elegant.
Can see stuff. Yeah.
They got
They're
good
just
view.
Chill.
Yeah.
They do just chill.
It's relaxed.
What TV show should get rebooted next?
Saved by the Bell. Come on now. You look the same, dude.
Oh, you're sweet.
What is, I don't know
you
what
could
you
play
got
Lisa Turtle.
On. Yes! Right? Oh, my gosh. Let's make it happen.
We're casting right now. Well, congrats on everything.
Thank you, Kimberly, Mario.
Nice to finally meet you.
You
can
too.
Watch Single Parents Wednesdays on ABC. You can follow her on Twitter @IamKimry.
Yeah,
thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
On with Mario Lopez.